you're going to win games in this league, you know, throughout the season. Guys are going to have to step up. You know, people are going to go down in this game. That's just the nature of the game. And somebody's going to come in and take their place and know what they're doing and make some plays. And today, I mean, we had a number of guys who were shaken up, had to come out, maybe a player or two or out for the whole game. It shows you that whoever came in there were paying attention, training camp-wise, the week before this game, knowing our game plan, knowing what they were supposed to do. So, you know, if we're going to win games and win a lot of games, we're going to have that happen.
Are these the kind of games that a Super Bowl contender wins, though, where quarterback doesn't play well, you lose Ryan Grant? I mean,
you know, I don't want to talk Super Bowl with you right now. It's a big game. It's the first game. We were tested on offense and defense. And, you know, there's a lot of things we wish we could have back, you know, but as we can have the following week for and try to correct mistakes in the film room and then get ready for another game. You know, after the first game, they don't get any easier. It don't matter if you win or lose. So, for us, we feel good. We got a big win. Our first test of the regular season. And we look to move forward.
Did your toe bother you at all?
Yeah.
Which toe is it?
My left big toe.
Is that the same one you had problems with?
I always have problems with my toes, so you can take your pick. Say it again.
Are you a little under the weather?
Yeah, yeah, I've been battling that all week, and then I hurt my toe on Friday, so, you know, tough couple days.
Sir, if you're asked, but how did you think the young guys in the secondary, Shields and Burnett, performed today?
I think they played great. You know, they did what was asked of them, and, you know, they continue to grow, you know, mentally in this scheme, and as young players, you know, we got something good in those young guys.
How did the Eagles change once you guys got in there?
Well, I mean, he's always an added threat, you know. Once he comes in, you know, it's up in the air. You know, when you rush a guy like Cobb, you know, you think you're pretty good. You know, you can get him. You know, he's not gonna scramble too much. But with Vic, he's elusive and he's fast. And you know, we got around him a couple of times. He just breaks out the side. So that's just one more element you have to guard against if they're in a passing situation.
So did it change the kind of pressure that you put on? Did it change once Cobb went out there?
No, I didn't change the pressure. You know, he's the guy that can beat it, though. You know, like I say, he's fast. And I think he's getting that back what he had a couple of years ago. And I think, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with this team, you know, but with him in there, it's a different dynamic. Yes, a win. You know, you can always build on wins. You know, so we feel good coming in here to Philly. You know, you heard about the last time we won here or haven't won here or whatever. So it's big for us to come in and get this win. It was a tough game. Came down to the final minutes and showed you some toughness about our team and the guys that we have, the backup guys that we have that came in and had to play for some guys. So feels good to get away with this win. Well, you know, last year, you know, he didn't come in until the sixth game, you know, I think, and, you know, people finally realized what this guy can do. And once he showed that, you know, we see it every day, you know, and he's a monster. You know, he gives people fits.
Pretty impressed with the job the line did with the shorthanded as they were there.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, you come in, I think we only came with maybe four defensive linemen.
Guys, yeah.
And Harrell goes down, and Jenkins has a hand or something. You know, just that it takes a whole team to get over that. And it takes a couple guys that you have as linemen to be tough in the middle when that number's called. So, I mean, I think that shows a lot about the guys we have.
Tim, that was overturned.
Yeah, that was wrong, man. You got to give a veteran like myself the benefit of the doubt, you know, and not take that away from me. You know, I think that would have been my 46th career-wise. So I'm a little disappointed in that.
There's so much made of this team offensively, of course defensively too, but people saying you're still growing into the defensive role, the 3-4. How much did you grow today?
I think we grew a little bit, but, you know, this is his first game. You know, the thing about today's game is we were tested both offensively and defensively.
If asking Aaron, he doesn't feel like you passed that test offensively, what about defensively?
Well, that's what happens, you know. Everybody's been patting us on the back about our team as a whole, but especially our offense. I know Aaron would have liked to have played better. A lot of people would like to have played better. But the great thing is you win, and you're going to learn from your mistakes this next week and get ready for another tough competitive game next week.
Talk about Clay Matthews.
He's a beast. He's a beast, you know. Guys, never going to give up on a play, and hard to block him if you try to block him with one guy. And if you got a guy that doesn't have speed of Michael Vick, he's going to hunt you down. So he's a big part of the system.